Sofia Cruz is an actress, puppeteer, director, and producer. She's been a part of several theater groups in Ciudad Juarez and is currently line producing a short film called Azul Claro. She's doing this while also puppeteering at the Museo de la Revolución in Ciudad Juarez with La Charca Teatro de Títeres. Here to tell us all about her crafts is Sofia Cruz. Welcome to State of the Arts.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
So how do you get into puppeteering?
How do you get into puppeteering? Well, while I was studying, they gave us the course. It was one of the classes,
Puppeteering 101. So you had a class in Puppeteering 101.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. That was part of the career. And basically, they taught us every type of puppet there is.
Yeah.
And I decided that my favorite type of puppeteering was shadow puppetry because I just felt it was so magical. You know, you see a piece of cardboard and you think it could be anything.
Right.
So that's how I decided to get into that. But it actually started with Muppets. It started with furry Muppets, you know, like the ones on Sesame Street. And me and a couple of my colleagues from school, we decided to make it was like a news show made out of puppets. And
nice.
We used to go downtown in Juarez and we would call people to come see this news show made out of puppets. It was for free and people loved it. So that's when Chuy, Jesus Garcia from La Charca Teatro de Títeres, he saw our work and he's like, we'd love to work with you guys.
He's like, come on in.
So he worked kind of as a mentor for us. It helped us.
Kind of to develop yourselves, no? Or
yeah.
Continue your growth.
It helped us grow more while we were studying and also work with him in his workshop. We would help make the puppets, and that's basically how it started.
That sounds like magical playland. Is it like magical playland? I mean, I imagine it's harder than we think to make a puppet.
Yeah, it really takes a lot of creativity and a capacity to be able to solve things. How do you make an arm move while the leg moves at the same time?
Right.
And it's really been a blessing to get to know Chuy at La Charca because he's got this amazing creativity. There's this puppet theater that we have that folds into a little box. You can carry it like a suitcase, but once you put it up, it's actually a cart, like a festival cart.
Like instant puppet theater.
Exactly. So it takes a lot of imagination and be able to create something out of nothing. And it actually also takes a lot of like engineering and math. So a lot of people don't think it takes a lot, but it takes a while to make puppets.
And currently you guys are doing shows every Sunday at the MUREF in Ciudad Juarez?
Yes, we do. We do a little workshop to teach people how to do shadow puppetry. We teach them the basics of what it takes to make shadows, and we help them make cutouts, and then we help them make a story. So while they're doing the workshop, we show them little 3-minute shows.
Yeah.
We have a little theater that you can come in. It's like a little, like a little cart, the festival cart.
Okay.
And you go inside and see the 3-minute show, and then you go out and make your own puppet show. We have a little screen set up so you can make your own puppet show right there in the museum.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So if you want to make your own puppet show, how does that work? What time do you start? And kind of give us the logistics of that.
The workshop is at 1 p.m.
Okay.
In El Museo de la Revolución en la Frontera, which is downtown. It's right center. You take Avenida Juarez, and it's right there.
Yeah, you literally could cross the downtown bridge and walk straight into it.
Exactly.
If you need a landmark and you haven't been to the MUREF, if you see the red JRZ letters,
exactly,
you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
We start at 1. And that's when the workshop starts. And it basically, we finish when the families there decide to finish their own show.
So what's been the coolest show that you've seen somebody make up since you've been doing it?
Well, actually, the one the kids like the most is they made one this past week, SpongeBob. Someone made SpongeBob. And they made everyone sing the intro and everyone was singing Bob Esponja. So it was a blast. The kids were having a lot of fun.
Now, how did you decide to be a creative? What in your DNA steered you in this direction?
What steered me in this direction? I guess it's something I've always had. Ever since I was like 6 years old, I would go ahead and make stories and tell my mom. I actually thought I was going to be a writer for a really long time.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, so my thing is to write down stories. But theater was always there. It was always calling me. So I'd given up. I'd done some theater groups, and I didn't really like how it felt. I actually battled for a long time with when you go blank on stage.
Oh, yes.
With stage fright. Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be. And then on stage, it's like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah. I was very self-aware, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't think I like this.
Yeah.
So I decided to give it up, and I was going to start studying communication in El Tec de Monterrey. My mother passed away, and life changed. So someone told me there's a career in theater in Juarez. Do you want to take it? And I was like, okay, I guess maybe I could try it. Maybe I could write plays or something.
Right.
And I studied it, and I decided that this is what I wanted to do and that I loved making things. And I've had the opportunity to do a lot of projects, and they really just snowball. It's kind of like I finish one and someone gives me an idea and I'm like, yes, we have to
Let's do it.
You know?
Yeah.
And oh my God, someone inspires me. Someone does something amazing and I'm like, yes, we have to do a project. We have to show it to people. And that's kind of how it works. And I haven't stopped since.
And puppeteering seems like a neat place, right? Because you have a little bit of a buffer between the stage. So that's, I imagine that stage fright goes away.
Yeah.
Because it's another item, right? It's not exactly you.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think it makes people comfortable.
Right.
And the most powerful aspect of puppeteering is that I feel you can talk about certain subjects that maybe kids wouldn't be comfortable talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they open up immediately because they go into the fantasy. They go into their imagination and whatever they see there is real.
Right.
And it helps them open up. We've dealt with cases of sexual abuse or certain mm-hmm. cases of that could be a taboo themes or someone wouldn't be able to speak up about it. But when you bring them a show about puppets, it opens them up completely.
And all of that. I think it's easier to express yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
When it's maybe not yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you're also working on the short film. Will you tell us about Azul Claro and kind of what your role is in putting it together?
Right now, I'm line producing for a short film called Azul Claro. This was through a grant from El Instituto Mexicano de la Cinematografía, which is the Mexican Institute of Cinematography in mm-hmm. Mexico City. And it's a regional grant that they give around
Mexico.
Through Mexico. And we got it for the state of Chihuahua. So,
congratulations, by the way.
It's awesome. I have to thank the main producer, which is Jorge Carrion. He's the one that helped bring the project together, and he's the one that brought us all along. So I was line producing at that, which is basically I'm the person that handles the numbers and makes sure that everything makes sense and that all the team can work together. I make the contracts. I'm a part of the pre-production
team. The important stuff that needs to be lined up so that the creatives can do their thing. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to say it that way, but yes, you're completely right. Yeah. So it's been a great experience. We were able to explore a different part of Chihuahua because we filmed in a little town called Flores Magón. So it was great to meet the locals and to be able to film. It's a road short film.
Okay.
So basically all we had to shoot was in the road. And, the people in Flores Magón were the nicest people ever, and they made us the best food in the world. So
I was going to say.
It was a great experience.
And when does it come out, or what part of the process are you in currently? Because I know film takes a while.
Yeah. We're currently in post-production.
Oh, close.
And hopefully by April, May, we'll have the complete project. And it's directed by Alfredo Castruita, which is a local filmmaker. He's done great work. You might know him for a film called Potosí, which was really, really nominated and stuff.
That's so cool. So then do you get to debut it in Mexico City as part of the grant, or what happens then?
I think there is a strategy that they're going to go ahead and premiere it in Mexico, and then we're going to have our own premiere locally so that you guys can all watch the finished product.
So you'll have to come back and talk about the film and all of that and bring
the whole team.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
So what I have a feeling that these aren't the only two things that you're doing. So what else is on the horizon for you?
Well, actually, currently, this wouldn't be an open invitation, but it is with the Museo de la Revolución de la Frontera.
Okay.
We're doing a project that I'm really passionate about. It's a maleta viajera. And what we do is we take the museum to local elementary schools in the Juarez region, and we teach them about the revolution. So it's a really great project because we get to bring them the museum to school instead of them having to go to the museum. So that's a great idea.
The MUREF is so, it really helps you understand where you are. So, you know, if anybody is interested in just a quick, nice day in Juarez and you haven't been to the MUREF, it gives you a sense of where we are, how we got here, and then you just kind of walk out into the little placita and make friends and eat corn and see the zoot suiters and the puppeteers and everything else.
Yeah. And actually, like you're saying, I do have plenty of projects. And it's important to know that there's a lot of culture to go ahead and see in Ciudad Juarez. There's a lot of theater going on. Right now in March, we're going to start the celebration for World Theater Day. So we're going to be having a series of performances based on the Catholic rite. And it's something pretty interesting that's going on. But there's going to be events the whole month that have to do with theater, and they're all completely free, as well as the MUREF, the Museo de la Revolución. It's completely free, and the activities as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming by and sharing a slice of your life with us. Today, my guest has been Sofia Cruz. She's an actress, puppeteer, director, producer, and many, many other things, a creative from our border. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.